SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An affiliate of Iran State TV claims a U.S. fighter pilot ejected from an aircraft in southwest Iran. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Central Command, the Pentagon and the White House haven't immediately responded to requests for comment. An Iran State TV anchor reading an announcement says, "Residents, dear and honourable people, if you capture the enemy pilot or pilots and hand them over alive to the military and law enforcement forces, you will receive a reward and a valuable bounty." The channel broadcasts over a mountainous region that spans nearly 6,000 miles. Iranian media has also posted images of what appears to be U.S. aircraft over the area. A major explosion from an airstrike struck Iran's capital Tehran around the same time. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Christians around the world observing Good Friday in anticipation of Easter in Jerusalem. This man speaking near the Via Dolorosa said a lot of Christians need prayer this time of year.
Every Christian, especially Christian here in the Middle East, the one in Lebanon, here in Holy Land, the one in Lebanon, the one in Syria.
Said a lot of them are suffering. Donna Warder reports there's a real-life WKRP coming to Cincinnati.
Is there a real WKRP in Cincinnati, like the TV series that ran from 1978 to 1982? D.P. McIntyre of the North Carolina-based nonprofit Oak City Media says there soon will be.
WKRP, after 48 years, is coming to Cincinnati.
McIntyre acquired the WKRP call letters in 2014. He says WKRP in Cincinnati will be a radio station, and he hopes the new owners will be true to the show that inspired it. WKRP in Cincinnati. I'm Donna Warder.
And this is SRN News. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation is out with its Dirty Dozen list. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The annual rundown highlights digital businesses that the center accuses of profiting from online sexual exploitation. This year's Dirty Dozen includes such behemoths as Amazon, TikTok, and Android. NCSE spokesman Haley McNamara says, quote, "When social media executives knowingly allow predators to reach children, when digital platforms enable image-based sexual abuse to flourish, it is time for them to be called out and exposed." Michael Harrington reporting.
A local Tennessee library board has fired the county's top librarian for refusing to comply with its vote to move more than 100 LGBT books from the children's to the adult section. The Rutherford County Library Board voted 8-3 to remove Library System Director Luann James. She claimed that relocating the LGBT children's titles would violate her First Amendment rights. This is SRN News. President Trump considering Lee Zeldin for the top job at the Justice Department.
The sources tell AP the president's considering EPA Chief Lee Zeldin as a permanent pick. As a member of Congress, he was also a fierce Trump defender, saying in 2019 during the first impeachment proceedings,
"It's about cherry-picking leaks, withholding key facts, and outright lying."
And that report from Ben Thomas. Reports of the death of Jonathan, world's oldest living land animal, have been greatly exaggerated.
Jonathan, a 193-year-old Seychelles giant tortoise, is still alive on the island of St. Helena. News of his alleged passing spread rapidly on social media on April Fool's Day. An account falsely claiming to be by a veterinarian announced the tortoise's death and gathered nearly 2 million views.
That is correspondent Keith Peters reporting more on these stories at SRNnews.com.